Canada braces for prolonged trade war as countertariffs on U.S. take effect. Published. Canada's retaliatory tariffs on a range of U.S. goods came into effect on Tuesday, with no sign of a trade deal on the horizon. The countertariffs will apply to nearly C28BN, 20BN, 15BN worth of American products, from steel to furniture to cotton t-shirts, and will be as high as 50%. Fresh fish and lobster were also on the list, but Canada later omitted them after pushback from its seafood industry. A sign of the tricky balance it has to strike as it retaliates against its largest trading partner. Both U.S. and Canadian officials have said they would like to strike a deal, but no movement has been made to resume talks after they collapsed in late August. Speaking to reporters last week, Prime Minister Mark Carney said that Canada is still in search of a deal with the U.S. that is durable and in the best interests of both countries. "We're ready to sit down and strike that deal when the Americans are ready," Carney said. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer, meanwhile, said on Thursday that the ball is in Canada's court. "We offered them the best deal, they looked at it square in the face and turned around," Greer said in an interview with Fox News, adding that there has been sparse communication with the Canadians since talks collapsed. In a separate interview with Canadian broadcaster CBC, Greer cautioned against retaliation and suggested the U.S. might hit back by banning the import of some Canadian products. President Donald Trump threatened on Monday to halt all U.S. business with Canada-based airplane maker Bombardier unless it moved its manufacturing south. The company is one of the largest in the country, contributing over C7BN to Canada's annual GDP in 2024, according to a report commissioned by Bombardier by public accounting firm PwC. What tariffs will really cost Canadians and Americans? Published 29 August. The U.S.-Canada trade war in 5 charts. Published 31 August. Trump took aim at Canada in a series of other Truth Social posts over the weekend, including one that called Canada's exchange rate with the U.S. unacceptable. Another post showed a map of North America, including Canada and Mexico, and Greenland all overlaid with the U.S. flag. Canada and the U.S. have the world's largest bilateral trading relationship valued at nearly 900 billion in 2025. With new U.S. tariffs and Canadian countertariffs are now in effect, businesses on both sides are scrambling to deal with what comes next. The U.S. currently has in place a 25% tax on Canadian cars and trucks, as well as taxes on Canadian steel, aluminum, and lumber. In late August, President Donald Trump imposed new 50% tariffs on other goods like dairy, alcohol, hockey sticks, and perfume. Canada's countertariffs, which were described by Carney as dollar for dollar, will be applied to hundreds of items coming in from the U.S. as of midnight on Tuesday. They are in addition to existing retaliatory taxes Canada had placed on finished American cars and trucks that are non-compliant with a free trade agreement between Canada, the U.S. and Mexico, known as the USMCA in the U.S. and CUSMA in Canada. Polls suggest the majority of Canadians support external their country imposing retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. But economists warn that the latest countertariffs will raise prices for consumers, external on everyday goods like clothing, food, and furniture. The Canadian Chamber of Commerce has also urged the Carney government to take a surgical approach to retaliation. "Businesses understand retaliation, but don't want to see endless escalation," said the Chamber's CEO and President Candace Lang in a statement to the BBC on Friday, though she added that businesses are preparing for this trade dispute to last. Pushback from the fisheries industry was enough for Canada to alter its countertariffs by removing dozens of seafood items to avoid unintended consequences to its own economy. The lobster industry in both Canada and the U.S. are heavily dependent on the other, with American-caught lobster often sent to North to be processed before it is shipped back to the U.S. and sold. Ahead of the latest tariffs, Canada's economy had shown signs of resiliency. Its GDP grew 3.3% in the second quarter, and it had gained 181,000 jobs from April to July. But around 41,000 jobs were lost in August, a period that coincided with the new U.S. tariffs on Canada and the collapse in trade talks. One sector that saw a modest bump was manufacturing, a gain the Canadian government attributes to consumers and businesses buying more made-in-Canada products. Prime Minister Carney has vowed to diversify Canada's trade away from the U.S. July figures show the share of U.S.-bound Canadian exports dropped to 66% from an average of 75% before the trade war.